Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
All right, let's all get a book and stand and turn to page number 340. Page 340.
Be seated. I know some of you are probably wondering, what in the world is Brother Mike Atkins doing up here leading the music? You're not going to believe this. We have four song directors, and every one of them are out of town this morning. Brother William, he months and months ago requested to be, Kim have gotten away for a little a post-honeymoon anniversary getaway, so he put it in for that months ago, and at that time we knew that there was a wedding in the future for Brother Dave and Miss Pina to deal with, and so they're doing the wedding thing, and then the next step down, or not down but over, was Brother Phil Kimball. Well, Ted Turner's got him up in New York taking care of Ted Turner's business today. And then the next step over was Brother John Spivey. And he's out of town. He and his wife were scheduled to be out of town as well. So Brother Mike was kind enough to step up to the plate. And thank you, Brother Mike. Let's give him a hand for that. And we're going to go ahead and take up the tithes and the offerings. We thank you. If you're here today for the first time, we want to thank you for being with us at Westside. Be sure to put your visitor's card in the plate so we can recognize you a little later on.
Second by his brothers.
good. God answers prayer.
Amen.
Friday night, we had an army of God's people coming in and out of here from 7 o'clock till midnight praying. We had a list of things and people that we were praying for, things we were praying about. And I believe with all my heart that God is going to answer those prayers.
Amen.
I know He answered one this morning, two of them actually. When I look back and saw Brother Frank sitting back there and Brother Don sitting back there.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Don shouldn't even be here medically. He should already be in heaven. But we're so selfish, Brother Don, that we just keep praying and praying because we need you. We want you here. I tell you, that's just good that God answers prayer. Look down, looked on the front row. My friend, Pastor Hayes, sitting there. What a blessing he's been to me over the years. And he has answered my prayer concerning he and his health. He's 81 years old and healthy and shouting and praising the Lord. I want to tell you, God has answered my prayers this morning. I've been praying for some of you that are sitting out there a little further away. And I see your smiling faces. And I want to say, I think God answered my prayer. I thought about the Mannings out traveling around and doing what they were doing, and ask God to bring you back home safely. And Brother Allen and Miss, asking the Lord to bring you back safely so we can see your smiling face. And what a blessing you are standing out there greeting people that come in out of the house of the Lord. I want to tell you, God answers prayer. Brother Bill, I got to tell you something, brother. We've been praying for you for years. And here you are sitting there with your smile on your face and your mustache all groomed. Amen. I want to tell you, God answers prayer. I don't want to run anything into the ground, but do you mind if they sing that again? And if God's answered your prayers as they sing, maybe you should just come down to the altar and thank Him for what He's done for us.
Oh,
Miss Madeline. It wasn't long ago that young lady, it was told she had cancer.
Amen.
This girl had to go under the knife. And I watched during that time how God put his hand on Miss Madeline, bring her down to the altar, break her a little bit so we could build her up. Hey, today the young girl's cancer free. Amen. Because God answers prayer. I was just looking back, and Miss Patricia can't be here this morning. But God got a hold of Rod, and he did a little worshiping on Miss Patricia's behalf. Amen. I want to tell you something. My prayer has been for my brother, and I've watched God bless him and grow him. I want to tell you, Westside Baptist Church, God is answering prayer. You got to sing that again. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
prayer. Oh, he answers prayer. I tell you, he's already answered a prayer for me this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. I don't really know where the Lord is, excuse me, taking me. Usually Brother Dave is here and he pours my water for me. He forgot to tell Brother Mike to do that. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you just saw the Spirit of God blow through. I was up last night praying, and I mean, I couldn't see straight. I went to bed because I could no longer read. I could no longer see words, and I said, Lord, I'm laying all this in your hands. And I went to bed about 2:30 or 3 o'clock this morning, and I laid there, and I laid there, and I couldn't read because my eyes were so tired. But I tell you what I told the Lord. I said, I can't read, but I can pray. And it was me and the Lord all night long. Woo! I tell you, it's been good over the last few hours. And if you hadn't had that experience with the Lord, I hope you'll take a deep breath and ask God to steal a little of your sleep from you and let you talk with him in the still of the night. Sometimes I anger Lisa because I find myself calling out to God, and she'll wake up and say, huh? What? What? And I'll say, I'm not talking to you. Oh, my goodness. I don't mind talking to her. I love her. But I tell you, at 3 a.m., she don't want me to talk to her, but God does. And he's so good to us. Well, I'm going to read text, and I don't know if I'll get my message, but I just want to talk to you just for a moment, if I can, about being a child in God's family. Amen. I want to tell you it's good, I can tell you that. And the Bible says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Did you hear that? We were dead, ladies and gentlemen, dead in trespasses of sin. I remember a story that I've told, I believe even here, years ago. And this young man did not understand that we were dead in our sins. And he was at a funeral home one night, showing his respect to an individual that had passed on. And he told the preacher that was standing there that he did not feel dead, that he was a sinner by their definition, but he did not feel dead. And the preacher said, son, you see that man laying in this box? And the young sinner said, yes, sir. And that wise preacher said, you could take 400 pounds of concrete and lay it on the chest of that dead man, and he wouldn't know it. He wouldn't know it. So many times those that are dead in their trespasses, they don't know it. How in the world can things be going on in this world that are going on? The truth is they don't know. They don't realize they're dead in their trespasses. My heart breaks for the lesbian and homosexual community that has so much hate for God in their heart, claiming to be gay, when in essence they're absolutely miserable. The suicide rate among homosexuals is many times more than a heterosexual. They're anything, but they're not gay, meaning they're not happy. But the reason they do what they do is they don't realize that they are dead. They are deader than a doornail in their sin. The reason the atheist doesn't repent is they don't realize that they are dead as a doornail. The reason the adulterer and the fornicator, the reason the liar and the cheat and the thief, the reason they don't repent is they do not realize that they are dead, ladies and gentlemen. They are as good as in hell if we don't do something to stop it all. The Bible says, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past." This is you, Westside Baptist Church. If you know the Lord as your Savior today, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And then the next two words is, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we talked about them being dead, but even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the family today. If you've been quickened, you've been put on notice that we are combined. We are made one with the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we not say amen to that? How could we not raise our hands? How could we not praise his name when we're no longer separated? We're no longer at enmity with him. We are not on the enemy battle lines facing off with the Savior, but we are made one in Christ. Man, I like it. I'm talking about being part of the family. I got a whole outline I was going to preach, but you can forget it. It's gone today. It's gone right now. I might preach for 1 minute. I might preach for 30. I don't know. But I can tell you this, I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. I can't remember all the words. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. And I can't remember the rest of the words. But man, I like that song. I can tell you that much. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. I was, forgive me, but I was wandering around the property the other day. I was outside and here and looked up and here comes a truck. I heard a truck come down the hill. And I looked up and it was Brother Barry. Brother Barry was coming down the hill. And you know what he was coming over here for? He wasn't coming over here to be noticed. He wasn't coming over here so I would say something. But here he comes. And he didn't stop to even talk to me. I got mad at him. I'm just kidding. I didn't. But he didn't stop to talk to me. You know why? Because this brother had something on his mind. You may think it's something simple. You may think it's trivial. But I want to tell you, I know what was on his mind. He saw God's house. He saw God's grass, and he's realized that it's a blessing and it's an honor just to be able to cut the grass of God. And man, he headed right on down there. It wasn't but another minute. I looked up, and here comes a second truck. Yes, sirree, here comes little Joseph. Little Joseph, he's not so little anymore. But nevertheless, here he comes. Why? Because he's a part of the family of God. You say, well, cutting grass. Let me tell you something. If those men didn't cut that grass, that's the first thing you notice when you pulled up in this yard. But they do. And we don't even think about it. We don't even realize it. Because these men have dedicated themselves to taking care of the grass of God. What a blessing to take care and cut the very grass that belongs to God. You say, preacher, are you nuts? Yes, I'm nuts. But I want to tell you, I'm glad I can be a part of that family. I love you. I'm so glad you're here, man. I'll tell you, this brother, this family member of mine, he's here to worship with us. And man, he was here. and the devil got into your life. But he's here, amen. And we love him. I'm so glad we serve a merciful God and Savior. He didn't throw away, Brother Bill. He didn't throw you away, and he didn't throw me away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm so glad to be a part of God's family. You know, it all happened. It all happened one day when you and I were dead in our trespasses of sin. And God tapped us on the shoulder and said, boy, girl, if you don't receive me as your Savior, you're going to die and go to hell. The Holy Spirit said, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and he loves you. Why don't you accept him as your Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ, I can only tell you what he said to me. Jesus Christ is going to split the eastern sky one day. Are you ready? When Jesus comes, are you ready for him? And ladies and gentlemen, as a six-year-old child standing up on the kitchen counter, ripping the top off the cookie jar, I knew this. The answer was no. No, I knew that I was a sinner. And no, I had not accepted Jesus Christ. And no, I would not go to heaven if I died. And no, I would not have been taken up in the rapture if Jesus had come right then. The answer was no. No, no, I'd be dead forever and ever and ever. And ladies and gentlemen, that little six-year-old boy jumped off the counter and ran as fast as he could to the back of the house. And there, Dad knelt down next to the door, between the open door and a headboard on the bed, and showed me how I could know Jesus. He showed me how I could be a part of the family of God. Ladies and gentlemen, too many of us, too many are still a part of the Adams family. Amen? Not that Adams family, but the family of Adam, the first Adam that came, the first Adam that was created. And Adam sinned, and so he took us all into sin. But the second Adam, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, came and died on the cross for my sin, died on the cross for your sin, resurrected on the third day, amen, drove the nail in your coffin and mine. We'll never know death. It's been sealed. We're sealed. We're sealed by the blood of redemption. Amen. Man, thank you, Jesus, for not letting me sleep last night. Amen. Oh, man. By the way, we do this on Sunday night, too, just in case you want to know. Do you know him this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know the Lord is your personal Savior? Christian, I know there's some here somewhere this morning. Are you serving them? Are you serving them like you should? Oh, heart breaks, my goodness gracious love. The heart breaks for Westside Baptist Church. The fact of the matter is we've got everything we need right here. We got all the manpower we need. The only thing we don't have is a commitment from God's children. You've forgotten. You've walked away from your first love, which is supposed to be Jesus Christ. Everything has come between you and God. And because of it, you're suffering. Your family's going to suffer. And the house of God is going to suffer. I'm not a preacher, God is. invitation. The altars are open right now. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please don't wait until it's eternally too late. Jesus loves you. Satan hates you. Satan hates you and wants you to die, go to hell. If you don't know him this morning, don't wait till it's eternally too late. Christian, don't wait till it's eternally too late for you. So what do you mean, preacher, I'm going to heaven? But there's people going to hell all around you. And it's going to be eternally too late for them if we don't recommit. Hook up to Jesus. That's what we've got to do, Westside Baptist Church. I'm done. Every head bow, every eye closed. God has spoken this morning. The Holy Spirit has done his work in me. I don't know if you're going to let him do it in you, but he's done it in me, praise the Lord. Play something, Miss Atkins. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's stand, please. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to be born again. Church, why don't you commit? Why don't you stop playing footsies with Jesus and crawl up in his lap? Stop messing around and serve him, for goodness sake. Serve him. That's the invitation. It's just as simple as we sing.
Have thine affections been nailed to the cross?